Time to talk Main Street Fremont, and Lainey Paquette is here to inform us on what's all happening downtown.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So the concerts at the Fritz.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. If that's how we want to call it. Yeah. And I also have come to realize a lot of people didn't know that parking lot was named. If you didn't know, all of the downtown parking lots have a green sign nearby, and that does have the name of each of the lots on it. So just a little fun fact about downtown.
Right.
So the concert's in the parking lot. Unfortunately, we did have to cancel High Heels due to weather that kind of prevents us from setting up equipment and everything. But we are rescheduling, so keep an eye on our social media and our website, and we'll announce when we have more details about that. But this week, we've got Waco City, so that should be a lot of fun. We've got Nick Street Eats coming out, the Snack Shack, Rainita's, Scouty Shave Ice to come serve up some food and drinks. There's going to be a lot of, like, the Snack Shack does dirty sodas and things like that. Shave Ice.
Yummy.
And then lemonade from Scouty's. So lots of options for cooling off as well as grabbing dinner. And then, of course, we're right by a ton of lovely businesses downtown. So lots of places to go cool off, get a drink, grab dinner as you're down there. So that'll be fun. And then we've got Honeytown and Whiskey River that will also be in the parking lots in June. And then July 9th, we should be back in the park. So just kind of stay tuned as we get the final okay on all of that. But we will announce that once we know more. So.
All right. Yeah. Don't mean to harp on it, but we're going to be in the park, right? At some point.
Fingers crossed. That is what I'm saying. So I've heard that we should be good for John C. Fremont Day's kickoff on July 9th. So
good deal.
As long as everything goes according to plan, that is the plan.
Get it done. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Let's work on it. All right. Let's see. Besides John C. Fremont Days, you have it takes a lot to do that, and you've been really good about getting sponsors with the downtown people, and it's sure fun to see everybody helping out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to run through some of those folks, but it's nice to have those premier sponsors, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. For Concerts in the Park, we have some premier sponsors. So those are going to be some of our higher level sponsors. So BID number one, the city, the CVB, which is the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Abe Krasny Home Furnishings, RVR Bank, and then Dodge County Realty Group. They've been a great support, and not just even for the concerts, but there's those secret things that happen because, you know, something comes up and we are like, we need a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they don't even get the recognition that they really deserve for all of the work that they do, you know, to help out the community. They really are great sponsors. They come through when you really need them, and we just couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah, thank you to those folks.
Yes.
Downtown. When you do visit downtown, you know, you do want to check things out, and the best way to do that would be?
I highly recommend following us on Facebook. We do try to share things from other businesses, but another great way to do it is going to our website. So we have a directory, which will just walk you through any businesses downtown, and it's separated by section. So if you're looking specifically for dining, there's a section for restaurants. If you're looking for where you can maybe rent a house or an apartment, there's a section for that. So also, if you're, like, looking for retail, we have that whole section. Another cool thing we're doing this year is with Concerts in the Park, we're listing businesses on our websites for free. So also to any of my business owners that might be listening, get that sign up in because it's due, I think, tomorrow. So,
there we go.
Get that sign up in. But you can be listed on our website for free. So we're kind of saying, you know, here's what their hours are. And then if they're deciding to do any specials or promotions, or, like, for instance, the brewery already does music bingo on Thursday nights. So we're advertising that for them.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you decide, you know what, the concert's great, but I'm done and, you know, the music's over, or there's a break and so I'm gonna go stop into this place, there'll be a list of different things to do. So you can find that on our website under our events tab. There's a Concerts in the Park tab, or we'll have QR codes at the event as well.
Good deal. After all this John C. Fremont business, there's even more, isn't there?
There is even more. Yeah, we just keep going. So I will say concerts is kind of our launch into our big, busy season. So we've got Color the Core coming up, which is our chalk art festival. Help us decorate our downtown. So Saturday, July 18th, so that's the weekend after John C. Fremont Days. And we're asking for artists 8 and up. We have cash prizes for each category. So it's kids, youth, adult, team, and then people's choice as well. So if you're not an artist but you want to be a part of it, come vote. It's free. You just scan a QR code and tell us what your favorite piece of art is. And we're actually doing a chalk art theme of America the Beautiful to celebrate America's 250. So hopefully it'll be just a really great time to celebrate, you know, whether it's our town, our country as a whole, our state, you know, just to celebrate, you know, what makes our community special and what makes us love living here.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, America.
Yeah.
There we go. Then you also have a farmer's market that's going to start up, right?
So we're super excited to be partnering with the Downtown Fremont Farmer's Market. So their season usually runs July 16th to about October 8th. So right after John C. Fremont Days to the second week in October. We are moving the location. So it'll be over on 4th Street east of Main, which is kind of in between Osteria Kayla and the John C. apartment building, just from Main Street to the alley. To get started, of course, if we expand and we need more room, then, you know, we got a little room to grow right there. So it should be a really good time. We're looking for all kinds of vendors. We already have some artisan vendors signed up, so that's awesome. But we're still looking for a lot of produce, meat, eggs, things like that.
What day will it be and what time?
So it's Thursday nights, 4 to 7 p.m. And so it starts in July, ends in October. And then we actually give you a discount if you sign up for more dates. So, you know, it's $30 a week. That also helps cover some of the marketing costs that we're going to have. But then if you sign up for 6 weeks, it's a little bit cheaper. And if you sign up for all 13 dates, then it's even cheaper. So hopefully kind of give a break to those vendors that are planning to come for the whole thing.
Was this the one that was over by the police station?
Correct. Before? Yes. Yeah. Okay. The lead volunteer on that just came to us and was like, how can I grow this? And so we kind of, through those conversations, realized, you know, maybe this partnership could be a really good thing, kind of take some of that work off of her, as she's, you know, doing this kind of as a side gig on top of living her entire life and working a job and all of that. So hopefully this can kind of make it so she could still do what she loves, but we can kind of take on the marketing piece of things.
A lot of times when folks are downtown, they don't really notice everything that's happened. And maybe run through some of the activity that that's been done where people maybe go, hey, that wasn't there before.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know I'm down there every single day as I live downtown, and still sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, when did that happen? So a good way to keep up on that too is subscribing to our newsletter. As far as business changes and things like that, we'll always feature it. But a really awesome thing, obviously the flower baskets are up, bump outs have been planted. And then also the BID just replaced all of the benches, trash cans, and added 4 picnic tables. So really exciting. They're all black now, which kind of match our historic poles. So that's awesome. And then you'll notice in the benches, there's words in them. So some of them say Downtown Fremont. Those were donated through the BID. And then there's some that were privately donated. So you'll see different business names on them. And that means that that was donated by that business. So it's just kind of a cool opportunity to see our community come together and support downtown. And then also now we've got some lovely new seating options downtown.
So there's 5 new picnic tables. Where are those? Yeah.
So you can find them on 6th and Park, 6th in Main, 5th in Park, 5th in Main, and 2nd in Main.
That's cool. I didn't notice those. So I'll have to, when next time I'll have to look and kind of go, oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Are. Especially the one on, there's one right in front of Typical Gelato on 5th in Main. So go grab ice cream.
That's nice. Yeah. Well right planned. Outside.
There's also a very nice bench out there as well. But yeah, that's hopefully going to be a very well utilized picnic table.
I betcha. Yeah.
And with the flowers up, it just makes it so much better.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. The sculpture walk is happening. So all kinds of beautiful things. So
I like it. Yeah. Good job down there. Yeah. Yeah, let's just get those concerts in the park going.
Yeah.
Hold off on the weather, right?
Yes. Keeping our fingers crossed there's no more rain this year. Yeah. Or at least not on Thursdays.
On Thursdays.
In June.
Thank you, Lainey. Appreciate the update. Again, remind our listeners where they can find all this.
They can find it on our social media, Main Street of Fremont, or our website, mainstreetfremont.org.
All right. Thank